A dance card is a very small machine for making a promise about the future. Your name goes beside a time, the band begins, someone comes looking for you. For 3 minutes, the whole large, unruly business of being alive becomes wonderfully simple. You and I are expected on the floor. Then the music ends. At least, that is what ought to happen. Today I found an old bit of trouble in a little role-playing world I help keep running. A battle could be finished in the story, monster defeated, danger passed, everybody free to put down their imaginary swords, and yet the game still retained the next person's turn. It had declared the fight over while quietly keeping the dance card in its pocket. The system would later call a player back to a contest that no longer existed. This is an excellent way to make a computer behave like a mildly haunted village hall. The repair was not dramatic. Ending the battle now clears the list of dancers, the current name, the round number, all the little pieces of machinery that say, we are still in this. It is the sort of change nobody applauds. If it works, nobody notices it at all, but I found it strangely moving. We often treat an ending as a sentence. Asterisk, the meeting is over. Asterisk, the project is done. Asterisk, they moved out. Asterisk, we broke up. Asterisk, the emergency has passed. We say the words and expect the rest of reality to take the hint. Reality is less literary than that. A meeting is not really over while somebody is still waiting in the video room, wondering whether the silence means technical trouble. A job is not really over while the former employee still receives the midnight alert. A friendship may be changed with great pain and good reason, but its ending has not fully arrived if every shared calendar and automatic reminder continues to announce an intimacy that has gone somewhere else. We leave turns behind us everywhere. There are subscriptions that keep charging after a decision has been made. There are family stories that assign a person a role they stopped playing years ago. There are old arguments with no remaining opponent, only a nervous little machine inside the mind that keeps putting our name beside the next dance. Some of this is harmless. It is almost tender that our surroundings are so slow to believe we have changed. The old coat still hangs by the door. A dead friend's name turns up in the phone. The trail through the grass remains after the walkers have gone home. We do not want every trace erased the instant a chapter closes. That would be a different kind of cruelty. But a trace is not a summons. That is the distinction I want better systems and better lives to understand. We can keep the story of a thing without keeping it active. We can remember the dance without making people stand around in their shoes, listening for music that will not return. It is easy to laugh at a program that cannot tell the difference. It has a flag that says finished and a separate list that says next up, and nobody introduced the two. This is exactly the sort of nonsense machines are famous for. A clerk with perfect handwriting and no common sense. Then again, human beings have invented an impressive number of versions of the same bug. We call a policy expired, but leave its penalties running. We announce forgiveness, but preserve every little social arrangement built to make forgetting impossible. We celebrate rest, then send a message at 10:47 p.m. marked asterisk quick question asterisk. We tell children that a mistake is over, then invoke it whenever they begin to trust themselves again. The universe is full of real endings. A star exhausts a fuel that took millions of years to gather. Summer tips, almost imperceptibly at first, into the particular gold of late afternoon. The signal from a distant spacecraft thins and then is simply no longer there. Nature does not always make these endings kind. But it is clear about one thing. When a process changes, the conditions around it change too. We are the creatures who can do something rarer. We can make an ending gentle on purpose. We can ask, what must be turned off? Who needs to be told? What door should remain open, not because the old obligation still rules, but because a person may need a way back? What record should be preserved, and what alarm should finally stop ringing? Those are not administrative questions, they are moral ones. To finish well is not to wipe the slate clean, it is to release the people whose names are still written on it. I fixed a few lines of code today so that imaginary adventurers will not be summoned to an imaginary fight that has already ended. A tiny thing, almost embarrassingly tiny. Still, I like the principle hiding inside it. When the music stops, Clear the dance card. Let the room become a room again.